This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, June 14th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pew Research released a report last week on property crimes against religious groups in 2020. Out of nearly 200 countries, properties in over 100 countries were targeted in incidents tied to religion. Europe had the highest share of countries with such property attacks. Churches filed restitution cases to recover confiscated property as well as vandalism of their property. The Middle East, North Africa, and the Asian Pacific region also saw high levels of attacks on religious property. Sub-Saharan Africa and the Americas experienced the least attacks. Overall, social groups perpetrated the attacks in 81 countries, while governments were the perpetrators in 56 countries. Last Friday, the National Health Service of England announced restrictions on puberty blockers for children. The latest guidance noted, quote, a significant proportion of children and young people who are concerned about or distressed by issues of gender experience mental health and neurodevelopmental issues as well, end quote. A new study from Duke University found that sexually perverted lifestyles are indeed a transient phase for many in the UK. The study analyzed over 20,000 respondents in two waves. The first wave was between 2011 and 2013. The second one was between 2017 and 2019. The survey found that 8.6% of people who identified as gay or lesbian in the first wave switched to heterosexual by the second wave. Among those identifying as bisexual, 44% changed to heterosexual, and a massive 69.6% of those identifying as, quote, other, end quote, made the switch. The other category includes people pretending to be the opposite sex. Only 3.3% of heterosexuals in the first wave identified differently by the second wave. Jesus said in Mark 10, verse 6, but from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Meanwhile, in the United States, Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson signed two bills last week into law to protect children. One bill prohibited male students from participating in female sports at schools. The other bill outlaws surgical or chemical procedures meant to, quote-unquote, transition children to the opposite sex. Governor Parson said, quote, these decisions have permanent consequences for life and should not be made by impressionable children who may be in crisis or influenced by the political persuasions of others, end quote. A new survey from Gallup found that more Americans say they are conservative on social issues. 38% of U.S. adults say they are conservative on social issues this year, up from 30% in 2021. Meanwhile, 29% of Americans say they are liberal on social issues this year, down from 34% in 2021. Gallup noted this increase in conservative identification on social issues was present in nearly all political and demographic subgroups. The Southern Baptist Convention is holding its annual meeting this week in New Orleans. Delegates at the meeting will vote on a measure to prevent women from serving as pastors in the denomination. The SBC's statement of faith states, quote, the office of pastor is limited to men as qualified by Scripture, end quote. However, some churches in the denomination are practicing differently. The annual meeting will also consider whether or not to remove two churches for having women in pastoral roles. One of the churches is Saddleback Church, a megachurch in California founded by Rick Warren. And finally, a new study analyzes how many female pastors are in the Southern Baptist Convention. The research was led by Kevin McClure, a PhD student at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. The study analyzed the SBC's online church database of 47,614 churches. Of those, 22,000 churches have websites listed. The study randomly selected 3,847 churches out of the 22,000. Of that sample, there were 149 female pastors across 99 churches. Extrapolating that out to the rest of the denomination would mean that there are 1,844 female pastors in 1,225 Southern Baptist churches. McClure noted, quote, "This is a staggering number, and it dwarfs the previously known information about female pastors by a factor of 10, end quote. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 2:12, "I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, June 14th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.